Someone's been burning the midnight oil. Oops. Did I startle you, cutie? Looks like you're getting rusty. Or maybe I've just gotten better at sneaking up on you. Hey, you okay? Don't you think you've been pushing yourself too hard lately? You have nothing to prove. Everyone knows how hard you work. Well, you may not be in her inner circle, but she put you in charge of doing inventory. That's no small responsibility. I mean, look at the size of this place. Not to mention the other caches I'm sure she doesn't mark on her maps. Whoa. No need to get defensive about it. I mean, come on. I may act like I only come around here to tease you, but I'm not stupid. Even I know that this can't be enough supplies for whatever Flora has planned. Hey, it's fine. I get it. Everyone's a little on edge with the big operation next week. See, but this is what I'm talking about. We're finally taking the first step towards ending the reign of the capital, and you have a big role to play. You're more than capable. Flora knows it, and I know it, and probably everyone else except for you. If anything, I trust you more than I do her. I'm sorry, but it's true. I mean, what kind of a leader boasts about her grand operation, makes ludicrous demands of you, and then doesn't give so much as a hint about what we'll actually be doing? No, I'm serious. I mean, not sharing with me, I understand. But you? You've shown that you're just as dedicated to the cause as anybody else here. Not keeping you in the loop is just an insult. She just makes me so angry sometimes. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to let my emotions get the better of me. I just think you deserve better. And I'm worried for you. I mean, if you run yourself ragged, you won't have enough energy to make a move on me. And then all my trips up here to the warehouse would be for nothing. I just told you. I'm only here to keep myself entertained on a sleepless night. I saw your room empty and figured you were here. Well, if you really need to ask what a woman would be doing checking in on a man's room at this hour, I'm afraid you're a lost cause, cutie. And there's that adorable flustered look I love so much. I'd trade that for the Empire any day. I'm gonna miss this. I mean, in just a few days, everything will change. We'll be deep in the middle of some dangerous battle, or, in the worst case, on the run when everything falls apart. You're right. I'm sorry, I shouldn't speak like that. Though it's only been a short while, it's hard to imagine a different life than this one. And yet, there's so many things I wish we had time for. Didn't you ever wish that one of these days, when I teased or flirted with you, one thing will lead to another, and... Was that bad of me? But what? Come on. Don't you want to have some fun? This might be our last chance, after all. This isn't me taking a joke too far. I'm serious. I'm not the same naive girl you once rescued, shamelessly flirting with her brave hero. I'd say... I guess I'm the girl who's been wanting to see how far things could go, between her and the most oblivious man in the rebellion. This doesn't have to go anywhere you don't want it to go. It could even be a one-time thing. But if you want it, I was hoping to have at least one night of fun with you before the opportunity slips away. I mean, judging from how hard I can feel you are when I press my palm to your pants, I'd say you're at least a little open to the idea. Let me take the lead, cutie. You've been working hard enough. Sit down in that chair for me. Why don't I see what we're working with here? Fuck. Where have you been hiding this? Ooh. It throbbed when I wrapped my fingers around it. Sensitive, are we? No, I'm not making fun of you. You're normally so composed and put together. It's cute seeing you get a little flustered is all. Oh, really? Then I think I might have to see just how disheveled I can make you. Ooh, what a brave face you're putting on. Especially for a man living his dream come true. Oh, really? Can you really tell me you've never thought about it? Even once? The idea that maybe you could stop my teasing mouth if you put me on my knees and filled it with your cock? Oh, come on. No sense in lying. You're at my mercy. I've already got you in the palm of my hand. But perhaps, like I said, it would be better suited in my mouth. Those groans are telling me I'm right. Do you like the way my tongue slides along the underside? Ooh, I can tell that was a sensitive spot. Should know it's not polite to ask a lady where she learned such things. Especially not while she's in the middle of sucking your cock. Just sit back and be grateful that all my flirting wasn't just for show. Gently fucking your hips. Not so uncertain anymore, are you? Let me make you feel good. show you how powerless against my mouth you are. Hey, what do you think you're doing? Come on, I wasn't finished. Or rather, you weren't. I'm hardly powerless. Just wait until I wrap my hand around your... Hey, that's just playing dirty. Who said anything about kissing my neck? You remembered when I said that? I was just flirting at the time. No, you're right. It wasn't exactly untrue. Yes, it feels good. It's just so underhanded. Wait, you don't need to show me. That's not fair. Of course I'm off balance when you go and do that. Off balance when you cut my pussy under my dress like that. Where did all this suddenly come from? That's hardly fair. I was only teasing you a little. You hadn't even begun to experience the full extent of what I can... Hey, wait! No, I... God, it feels good right there. Your palm is in just the right place. Yeah, right there. Right against my clit. What payback? I've been nothing but cordial to you tonight. Hey, are you listening to me? Then why are you moving down towards my... Oh, wait, your lips, I... You're kissing me so softly, yet I can feel the outline of your lips through my panties. No, this isn't better... This isn't better than my neck. It's far more unfair. Because I... Yes, right there. I know. It's because your hot breath right against my pussy is driving me wild. Wait, your tongue. Fuck, you feel good. The way I can feel the flat of your tongue through my panties. Don't say embarrassing things like that. You know, you weren't so cocky when I was sucking you off. Then again, I suppose you were cocky in a different sense. Fuck. You're pressing against me so firmly. No, wait, don't move your tongue like that. Okay, they're wet enough already. Let me take them off before you continue. I just didn't expect all this enthusiasm when, well, you never made a move before, so I was just thrown off, all right? Oh, yeah? Well, we'll just see who makes who gasp later. God, right there. Fuck. Your tongue feels so good against my clit. Yes. Yes, just like that. Keep pressing into me. Oh, you're too good. This isn't fair. Just wait till I get my hands on you again. Oh, fuck yes. you got. Just like that. Fill me with your tongue. Oh. I need you. I need you. Please. Fill me. Fuck me. Yes. Don't stop. Oh. Keep licking me just like that. You're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck. Guys, yes. Yes. I'm gonna come. Expected. No, you were wonderful. I never expected you would. The enthusiasm, the skill. Well, when you never so much as attempted to return my advances, I started to think maybe you were just shy or inexperienced. Careful now. Your head might grow too big for your shoulders. Well, right now, there's something else growing I'm much more interested in. Don't tell me you thought I was gonna let you go without finishing you off. Please? Won't you fuck me? I want you. I want to feel you pressed into me. So there may be a bit of a shy side to you after all. It's okay. There's no rush, cutie. We can go at your pace. I just want to be closer to you. I want to feel your arms around me while you slide inside me. You do? I'm so happy. Please. Let me make you feel good. I love how you throb against me. You're still slick from my mouth. Yes. That's it. Look at me. Keep your eyes on mine while you slide it in, cutie. However you like, cutie. I just want this to be good for you. Oh, you feel me so good. You're so deep in me. This is so intimate. I never knew it could be this good. Staring into your eyes while you thrust on top of me. Please, kiss me again. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yes. Fuck. I need it just like that. Fuck me. Fuck me. Take me. I'm yours. I'm all yours. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bite your neck so hard. I got carried away. Are you all right? That's gonna leave a mark. You don't mind, do you? You're picking up the pace. I'll take that as a no. Fuck. It feels so good. I don't want you to stop. Don't stop until you come. Oh, fuck. Can you do that for me? Will you come inside me? Oh. Fuck yes. Come on, cutie, please. I need it. Oh, fuck. Are you close? Come for me. Fill me up completely. Please, don't hold back. Come inside me. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, come with me. Yes. Gods, that was... You're so amazing. That was... amazing. Hey. Listen, what if we ran away? We could leave tonight. If I said we could just... What if we just left this all behind and never looked back? What would you say? Sorry. No, I... You're right. I don't know what came over me. I wasn't thinking straight. You must have... fucked the sense out of me. Forgive me. Oh, really? I do like the idea of taking this back to your room, but not yet. Can we just lay here for a bit longer? I just want to lay here like this with you for a little bit more. Hey. Once all is said and done, and there's no need for the rebellion anymore, do you think we could still see each other? I know we won't have any reason to spend time together like this, but I'll really miss seeing your face. Really? You would? So maybe you like me. At least a little bit, huh? You aren't just keeping me around because you felt sorry for a poor lost victim of the Empire. It seems all my efforts to shamelessly flirt with you were not in vain after all. I'll take that as a win. I wish we had done this much sooner. So many opportunities wasted. Right. Plenty of time later. Once this is all over. If only I could still the passage of time. But let's not think of the future or regrets. For now, I just want to live in this moment forever. I wholeheartedly agree.